This thing on.
Oh, you've come to rescue me, Finn. Hang on, where are you?
If you unmute me, maybe.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's not my fault, honestly. I can hear you. You can hear me. Everything is well with the world.
It's true. Everything is well. I don't think any technical difficulties are going to arise between us.
Good. And how's the day out there?
Oh, it's fine.
You're looking a bit pale, I have to say.
I didn't get any sleep.
Oh, why not? It was hot last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Usually I'm fine. I got the fan and everything. My mouth was itchy.
What's their name? No.
My mum had to explain that joke to me. It was like, what kept Elvis cool? His fans. I was like, what? You what, mate? That was me as a baby.
You had a what? An itchy what?
Itchy mouth.
Okay.
It's like the stupidest reason. And so I guess I was awake through anger the whole time, but I've had like 1 hour of sleep.
Okay, well, you can still talk, so that's a blessing.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, apart from all of that. Yeah, but that's like a rite of passage for being a BFM DJ. It just happens to you, I guess, like...
More often than anyone else?
No, I wouldn't say that. I would just say that...
It's par for the course.
Definitely par for the course.
Right.
I think it'd do anyone who's a DJ on BFM to remember that. It's very much par for the course.
That's what we love about it. Okay. Fables. And Fables is your demo god next week.
Yes.
And somebody that you've done a lot of work with, Jess, recently.
That's right. Yeah, just recently. I've just been playing bass in Jess's band. I put out I've directed a music video for her. But
nice work on the music video.
Oh, did you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much Jess. I feel like my nice work in that was interpreting what she was saying, watching clips from The Witches of Eastwick, which, have you seen it?
The movie?
Yeah.
A million years ago.
Yeah. There's a few shot-for-shot pulls.
Around the cauldron?
Yes, around the cauldron. It's very Witches of Eastwick, and I haven't seen the whole thing, but she sent me a couple of reels.
That's the track Sundown, which was a number one on BFM, on the top 10.
It was, so we've got some songs that aren't that for everybody who's been inundated with Sundown. But I guess a little bit about Jess Bailey I should talk about.
Yeah, let's do.
Yeah, Jess is, I was thinking about this in the car, and you know, when you commit to a music career, I think that people are like, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, right? And you have to have that mindset, otherwise you're going to burn yourself out. But I was thinking in other ways, it's a marathon, right? But there are sprints within the marathon. There are sprint opportunities. And I feel like this last couple of years for Jess, you can just see like a fire under her ass. And she's taken this opportunity. Like, I think when you're doing songwriting, you can't choose when you really go on a jag and a streak, but you can like put your effort into it when it comes up. You can strike while the iron's hot. And to see Jess do that, like every day at band practice, she'll just have two new songs and they sound like the catchiest things ever. But like you listen to the lyrics and they're like genuinely heartbreaking or amazing. And I don't know. I feel like I was like, Jess, should we play something off your first EP? And she was like, no. So she's very much living in, she didn't yell at me, it was a text, but she's very much living in the present, and the present is just like amazing to watch, amazing to witness. I'm glad that I'm just like able to be there watching it happen, watching her write beautiful music and play it and just bring it all together and just like treat it urgently but sustainably. I think it's cool. I think you can't choose these moments in your music career, and I think Jess is a... Yeah, within one of those, if you know what I mean.
She's in her, this is a play on words, just to let you know, her HIIT phase, you know, high intensity interval training.
You're such a dork.
So, just following on from what you said, that's all. Righto, so this is actually a demo from Fables, isn't it?
It is. The first one we're going to play is Small Clouds, and it's an acrostic. The chorus is an acrostic poem which spells out yearn, because she's all about, I think it's the Venn diagram between longing and yearning, and freaking, it makes me sound like I don't care because I can't remember the Venn diagram, but she had these lyrics, and I came into the studio at Parachute Studios about a year ago and wrote the music to it. And so this is a bit of a Finn Jess collab before Demo Gods, which obviously we'll hear our second collab next week.
Yeah, I must find out what the prompt is. But after this, this is Small Clouds. BFM with Fables and the demo of Small Clouds. We're talking about Fables with Finn Johansson on Demo Gods because you're working with Jess, who is Fables. You've got a full band under the name Fables as well.
Yeah, that's right. And we're trying to convince the whole band to. We've written the song pretty much, but we want to do a good recording of it, maybe write another verse.
Oh, you're already sort of well advanced.
Yeah, we've already got into the room. And I guess for anybody who's only ever heard one Demo Gods and it's this one, the whole premise of the show is that Karen comes up with a list of prompts, songwriting prompts.
Yes.
And every 2 weeks I approach a different musician around Tamaki or nationally and perhaps internationally, and we write a song, we record it in an afternoon and, you know, do a little rough mix, make it a demo. And then we play it once and only once on BFM.
Yeah, and supposedly you told me that the prompts only happened once. I don't believe you. I've just seen an email that you've sent that had a prompt that we've already done.
Well, that's probably, chalk it up to incompetence.
Okay. And what was it? It was something that maybe it was the diaspora one, dislocated in the diaspora.
Because that's what me and Rodney did.
That's right.
Oh, my God, I'm so stupid. Damn.
Well, I won't say
okay,
anything
cool.
about that.
No.
And
no,
didn't
no.
we do Help I'm Falling?
No. We flirted with the idea with Navar and Kenny and Fenua, Miss Fenua, but no, we ended up going with something else.
Okay, that's for further down the track for our last Demo God. But okay, yeah. So what is the prompt that Jess has chosen?
Jess chose Surfing the Wave.
Wow, okay.
And she's If anybody's heard Fables in the past, folk band. Actually, right now, folk band too. There's acoustic guitars. You heard that track just there. Me and Jess are going to try and put together an album of a bit more, I don't want to say this in a bad way, adult-orientated rock. What do you call it? Like 90s rock kind of thing, like you just heard. And so we're both on a bit
adult
of a...
adult-orientated rock.
we're on a bit of a Sheryl Crow.
As opposed to child-orientated rock.
Yeah, like Queen. And much love to Queen, but find me a six-year-old who doesn't love Queen. They don't exist. And so me and Jess kind of wrote this song. It's mostly written, and we had Sheryl Crow as an inspiration, her song Leaving Las Vegas. And, yeah, that's the direction that we're going in.
AOR, adult orientation.
Is AOR the right word for Sheryl Crow? I don't know. You kind of know what I mean, though. It's not. It's like electric guitars, and it's like pop kind of.
You know, I think that's right.
Yeah,
AOR. I'd say that's correct.
Yeah. Easy genre to look down on, but
I'm not looking down on it. Why do you think I'm looking down on it?
Oh no, I used to give a lot of shit to AOR. I'm speaking personally. You look like you're looking straight across.
I'm looking at you, but you've got glasses on.
Oh my gosh, I do.
Not that would stop you seeing me. Right, anyway. Oh god, I've taken them off. It's a shocking sight.
Yeah, Karen caught a glimpse of the Medusa.
Right.
So, yeah, the second song that I want to play you from Jess is we went and played at Border Radio live.
Oh,
which
did
is
you?
The, yeah.
Where's that?
Well, on the airwaves. It's every Sunday on BFM, and it's the country music show.
So you came up here to play?
We went to Studio One Guitars.
Oh, okay.
So it was a valid question.
Yeah, so you didn't play live. You recorded it and then...
No, we went there and they set up the whole DJ station.
Yeah.
And they had the three DJs who rotate through Border Radio came all at once and we played live. And Moongoose, who's another great folk band, played live. And it was great. If you don't know Studio One and you're like, well, I hesitate to say, like, well, the guitars are like $10,000 and they're like the best guitars ever. So if you want to play a 1930s Martin or et cetera, I'd say go down there. It's a great place. And buy me a guitar while you're at it. But yeah, it was my first time there and it's a cool place. And this one, yeah, because Jess has her album still coming out and she's only got Sundown out and we didn't want to play Sundown because everybody's heard it a million times and they love it already. This one's Woman off the new album, but the live version with Dave Kahn on, what does he play on Woman? I think he plays pedal steel and Arahi from Arahi on drums.
Okay, Woman live at Studio One. From Fables.
traveling on this woman of mine.
That's Woman live at Studio One.
And we've joined with the live studio audience.
Yeah, that's great, for Border Radio on BFM.
Yeah.
Nice to be able to do that in the studio and then play it on Border Radio.
Yeah, and it was nice that we had such a well-recorded, shouts out to all the audio engineering, a well-recorded live show that I could bring to because I was racking my brains what Fable songs to play. So, yeah, that's Jess and Chicken next week for the culmination of our Demo Gods, where we bring our song in.
Yeah, great. And what's for this weekend? Are you working on it this weekend, or beautiful day out there? Good day for the Others Way.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I would be going. I would love to go to Others Way. See Tootie, see Sharon Van Eden. But alas, I don't have enough money. So if you're going to Others Way, actually, if you've woken up and you have a little tickle in your throat and you want to make a little boy very happy, feel free to flick me your ticket and I'll be forever grateful. Hey, no. Because you don't want to be a super spreader. 0800 BFM just texted in that you've got a ticket for me. No, I'm kidding. But have fun if you are going. And what are you getting up to, Karen?
I haven't really thought about it yet at the moment. I'm not going there.
Yeah. Well, you just need to sit out in the sun and don't worry about the past technical difficulties. You know, wipe your slate clean like one of those Etch-a-Sketches and just have fun, maybe. Reckon you might have fun this weekend?
You're looking at me skeptically like that's never on the cards.
No.
All right, thank you. And you have fun this week.
Thanks.
We'll be back with Finn next Saturday at 10:30 to hear what Finn's been up to with Jess B and Fables. Thank you.
Nice. Good to see you, Karen.
You too.
This nigga.